Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Thursday evening, so we are talking about knowing God, being able to hear His voice, distinguish His voice from all others, and have that confidence that not only is He hearing us, but that we are hearing Him clearly, consistently, and in true communication with Him. He is not a God afar off. He is right here with us and in us. And as we get to know Him, we find out so much about Him and about ourselves and about what His purposes and plans are. We've talked many times about how important it is to understand that our beliefs are not concrete, that many of our beliefs were inherited rather than something that we developed based on coming up with either a rational or a tested series of challenges. Truth that is from God stands up to those challenges. So we don't need to be concerned about offending God or any kind of concept that He doesn't want us to ask questions. Exactly the opposite. This is how we learn. This is how we know Him. And we know that we are, His kids. We are His family. And just as in any family, when we are privileged to be in relationship, we recognize that there is part of that give and take. Why? Why do you do things this way? Why do you, that's part of growing up in the natural as human beings, but it's also part of growing up knowing God, knowing our Father. We've also talked that He's not under any obligation whatsoever to answer our questions the way we want them to be answered. But because He loves us, very often He really gets to what the question is really all about. And very often we have no idea what the question is all about. We just know that we have unanswered questions. God, why did you allow this to happen in my life? Why did you not intervene? Why didn't you keep me from making such a stupid mistake? Why did you let that person do what they did? Why is there evil in the world? Why is there misery? Why do you allow some to be born into wonderful circumstances and others into deplorable circumstances? Some of these, we're not really looking for answers. We want Him to do something about it. And this is where we look at what is God's purpose for this earth. What is His purpose for us? What is His purpose on this earth? And we give up the notion that His purpose for putting us here is to fix things, because it's not. If He wanted everything perfect, all He has to do is give it a thought. But that's not what he wants. For us, we can't answer for everyone, but for us, for you and I, because we are now in his family, his purpose for us is to learn how to rule and reign here on this earth. And what that will accomplish is to bring us into dependence on him. To get us there, he's bringing us through healing and teaching us how to overcome our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So, ultimately, it comes down to, through dependence, on an individual basis, what is God, what teaching you to rule and reign over? And again, we start with our own enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And very often then, it also involves our stretching to rule and reign over areas that may or may not be in our own sphere of influence. That's up to him, how he does that. It's not a measure of your success, of your spirituality, of your maturity, as to how much responsibility God gives you that is recognizable by others. It's none of your business. Now, he may give you desires, and we ask him, Lord, I have this desire to change this. Is this something you want me to pursue? And this is, again, where that don't be afraid to ask. But what it comes down to is that it's important to be able to recognize him. Recognize his presence, learning to be sensitive, having our senses quickened, so that as he reveals himself to us, we recognize it and know how to respond. So let's just real quick start with taking authority over any interference. We just do that. We just take authority over all interference, whether the world, the flesh, or the devil, that which has no right to be here. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you and take all your ill effects with you. And for those things that have a legal right to be here, you must go in the corner, and you cannot interfere with anything God is doing during this time right now. Because, Lord, our goal, our desire is to become more aware of your presence in whatever way you choose to reveal it. So we pick up where we left off last Thursday, talking about the levels of responsibility, the differentiation of responsibility between ourselves and God. That we have been talking about our part. What is our part in our relationship? It's really just to show up for class. And in doing that, we recognize that God is the teacher. That we aren't going to go in and tell him, okay, you're wrong here, this is what you need to be doing, this is how this works. We recognize he is the one who knows how this works. So we recognize that he's going to give us the homework, the opportunities, he's going to do the grading. He's going to take care of all the things that we need, all the opportunities, doing the teaching, the training, setting up the curriculum, providing the supplies, whatever we need in order to accomplish what he has set out for this particular training course. So from there, he takes full responsibility for his revealing himself to us. This is not something we need to talk God into. We don't need to say, okay, God, you need to make yourself known to me, because if you don't, I'm just going to not know how to do this. His desire to reveal himself to you is part of his character. What is his nature? at its root, his nature is to give himself. He is creating us, recreating us, to be receivers of everything he wants to give, which is himself. When we understand that and start to truly get that incorporated into our beliefs, that fear of making a mistake or of not living up to expectations, failing, what in whatever way, just disappears. When we see how passionately God desires to pour himself into us, and that he is not going to let anything keep you from receiving everything he has for you, and that that is what is going to satisfy you. It's not going to be what you do for him. It's receiving him. He pours himself into all those nooks and crannies where you feel empty and left out and rejected. And he fills every area where you have lack. So God makes his presence known. Now, if you have any questions about this, any particulars, feel free to give a call in at 718-664-6988. Because God makes his presence known. God is a real person. And he wants us to be confident of his presentness. Now stop and think. Do you believe that there's air in the room? You probably never thought about it. But you're breathing, right? So there's air in the room. But now that you're thinking about it, do you feel it on your skin? Do you feel yourself? Think about now, listen and just feel yourself breathing in that air. Now that you stop and think about it, there is air in the room. Well, just as there is air in the room, God is there too. He's in your car. He's in your house. He's wherever you are. He's not only in you, but he's in the room you're in, just like the air. And so as we turn our thoughts and we become aware, we recognize, okay, he's present. And what he does is he starts tuning our senses so that we can begin to recognize that he is present. Because he is a real person. He has character. And again, he wants us to be confident that, you know, we don't have to yell loud. He's always right there. He doesn't go anywhere. He does exist, though, on many levels. But as his sons, we have the privilege of knowing him in an intimate level not available to unbelievers and other elements of his creation. Again, as his heirs, we get to attend family reunions. Part of the process of getting to know him is learning to appreciate our privilege and in turn respecting and honoring our God by responding to his call to be with him. That's his greatest joy when he says, come. And we say, I'm coming. And we run to him. He expresses his desire to be with us, and we respond by drawing near. Now, he has different kinds of presence. He is omnipresent. He has a manifest presence in which he makes himself known and clear to the visible senses. And he also has a personal presence where he tunes your particular temperament and personality and your personal being to be able to recognize him on a very personal level. So in God's omnipresence, most of us know what that is. He exists everywhere, always, all the time. He created everything and everyone. And he exists eternally. Without end, he was not created. Now, he created time, and therefore, he is master over time. And he controls it. It obeys him. He can lengthen it, or shorten it, or bend it, do whatever he wants with it. It's his toy. He also created the elements. And is therefore master over them, and he controls them. He created the three realms of reality, the spiritual realm, the supernatural realm, and the natural realm, and therefore is master over and controls them as well. Whether a person or creature acknowledges God's existence and control or not, he is master over and controller of them all. Now, many people have rejected him because they didn't like the way he behaved. And this is an area we need to have an answer for, because it's a legitimate question. And it comes down to take it up with him. And they say, well, if there was a God, he wouldn't allow this to happen. And we say, that's a good question. Have you asked him about that? Well, there is no God. If there was, would you be willing? And he had an answer for your questions. Would you be willing to hear it? You and I can't answer those questions for others. We often have a hard enough time answering it for ourselves. But we can present not the gospel, not salvation, but the presence of God. And lay that out before him. If there was a God, and he had answers to your questions, would you be interested in hearing from him? If you get a chance, we've got a holiday coming up here in the U.S. If the chance comes up, try that. Just see what the response is. Most of the time, people, if you put it in those terms, would be interested in having their questions answered. And really, that's the purpose of so much of what God is doing, just to draw us to him. So God has an omnipresence, and God also has a manifest presence. There are times and situations in which God chooses to make himself known to our physical senses. The scriptures are replete with examples of his making himself known in a variety of ways. We can think of the burning bush and as a dove, and even angelic representations. In our age, he has manifested himself in this present reality through his Son, who was fully real as fully man, and yet still fully God. On a personal level, there may be times when he chooses to make himself known to your physical senses through a personal visitation, the scent of roses, a touch of his hand, the sound of his knocking or footsteps, his calling our name, or even a taste of honey. He wants to increase our awareness of this possibility so that when he does reveal himself in these ways, we will recognize it. We will know that it is him and respond appropriately. We don't want to be thinking, okay, Lord, I need to hear from you. I need to know that you're real. I need to, for you to answer these questions. And he shows up, and he, perhaps we start hearing something or seeing something out of the corner of our eye. And instead of responding to even a slight movement, maybe a thought, to call someone or pick up a book, and we just ignore it. And what he was teaching us to do is to be aware, to narrow our focus to the possibilities of the variety of ways God may choose to reveal himself. And then we respond, Lord, is that you? Then there is God's personal presence. There is that personal awareness that is going to be unique for each of us. Though it is exciting and encouraging to experience a supernatural or natural manifestation of God, what God longs for is an intimacy with him that has been so fine-tuned that we don't need to have his presence or direction confirmed through outward manifestations. Since we are spirit beings, we are already in constant union with him now. So we are experiencing this personal presence now, though pretty much only in our spirit, as we pursue knowing him inwardly. Our confidence in recognizing his presence without an outward expression will grow to where he will be able to guide, direct, and commune with us one-on-one as deep speaks to deep. The hidden things are protected from the encroachments of this age. And God keeps them hidden for His beloved. He has so much He wants to share, so much treasure. But it's there, not He's not hiding it and protecting it from you. He's hiding it and protecting it for you to keep it intact. And He's giving us a hunger and a thirst that will only be satisfied by knowing Him and receiving from Him what He has for us. So if we want to be willing to put aside those things that are not from Him. And how do we know? We just ask. The simplicity of Christ is just asking and having that confidence that He is speaking to you. Now, His answer might not be, again, the way you want it or in the time frame you want it. You may ask Him, Lord, is this you? You may not get the answer right away. And you just wait to hear from Him. For Him, an hour is the same as 2 seconds, is the same as 1,000 years. He is not obligated to abide by our time frame. But He is fully aware of our being constrained by time. We don't have to remind Him, Lord, I need to hear from You by such and such a time. He doesn't need to be reminded. Well, then how come He doesn't always answer on time? He was on time. He's always on time. It's just He didn't want to tell you when you thought you needed to hear. He's got His own way of doing things. So that's what we want to ask Him. Lord, You didn't answer when I thought You should. How come? Is there something You want to talk to me about? What was going on with that? Now, He may be drawing you into a teaching, an instruction, in training about you missed Him somewhere. Or He may be exposing a wound that you felt angry at Him for disappointing you again. His training, His purpose is always going to be more important than our need for information. But He's always right on time. We don't have to be concerned about being behind or missing Him, because He's always there. How can we miss something that's always there? And if it's really that important to your overall life and progress and His purposes, He is strong enough and powerful enough to make Himself known. If He needs to send an angel, He will. If He needs to send an earthquake to stop the situation from moving forward, He will. He doesn't want to have to. He'd much rather walk with us in the quiet of the day and commune with us and just be Himself and let us be ourselves. So we'll pick that up next Thursday, and we'll be talking about God's personal presence, how we can experience it for ourselves. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great evening, and we'll be getting back together on Saturday morning. Thanks. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening.